Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Deep Space. Enjoy. Since the dawn of time, people have been looking at space. They have been staring up into the night sky, especially on clear nights, wondering what those twinkling lights so far up above could mean. People have been giving the stars meaning, giving them personalities, shapes, myths. Always has humanity wondered what lies beyond the stars. Tonight, we may find out a thing or two. We'll try to travel through not just the universe, but through all the galaxies and what we can find. Please close your eyes and just listen. Imagine yourself laying on your back in a field during a clear night. No clouds to obscure the vision of the stars high above you. Every little twinkle, every dot in the sky is a star, unimaginably far away. And yet, there are so many of them, more than you can count. And every time you try to count all the stars, you see more. I'm sure you've tried. I'm sure you've looked up and tried to count them all, knowing that you're not going to give up until you've seen and counted every last one of them. But wouldn't it be nice if instead of counting, we could go up there and look at them in person? So while you're laying there, looking up into the night sky, imagine me lifting your mind out of your body, taking you on a beautiful journey through the stars into deep space. Now first, I'm going to count down. Normally when I count down, you feel your body becoming heavier. But now, your body is going to fall away from you. Or rather, you're going to float up. See, as I start counting by 10, you can feel yourself slowly falling away from your body. 9, rising up to meet the night sky. 8, just imagine yourself getting closer and closer to those stars. 7, just following my voice and helping you higher. 6, guiding you through the layers of clouds, the Earth's atmosphere that separates our little ball of life and the rest of the universe. 5, just rising higher and higher, almost blinded by the sun. Out of Earth's atmosphere, the sun is not just a little ball in the sky. It lights up everything. The sun is a star that's right next door, and it is beautiful in its intensity. 4, going higher and higher still, slowly backing away, seeing the moon just on the edge of your vision as you pull back, traveling through the solar system. 3. You pass by the planets through the circles of Saturn, over the stormy landscape of Neptune. You go further and further out into the solar system, too, and you finally meet that little planet Pluto, a ball of ice, mysterious and beautiful. And finally, 1. Your body is completely dropped away from you, and your mind floats free. And of course, we have to begin somewhere, don't we? And let us go through the Milky Way. The sun has many neighbors. Alpha Centauri is the closest star, just barely a few light years away. So we fly through the deep space, and you find that space is not as empty as it seems. As your mind flies through the empty void, you find that there is space dust. It tickles all across your mind. You pass through it completely unharmed, but you notice it. All these little pieces of meteors and planets just floating through space. But we go further and further, all the way to the first and closest star. At first glance, it is just another sun, but the color is different. It's just a slight, subtle shift in hue, but you now suddenly start to realize that you're no longer anywhere near Earth. Of course, this isn't quite deep space yet, but it's a step on our journey to find out where we want to go. Again, we travel deeper and deeper. Your mind is completely weightless, unaffected by gravity, and shifts. We slowly fly through a nebula, the cool purple and blue color shifting all around you. And it takes a while before you finally hear something. You weren't even aware of how quiet it was until sound returned. The nebula is electrically charged, and you see small sparks of lightning. Small, because your sense of scale is completely gone. The nebula is larger than our solar system, and each little spark of lightning is further than the moon is from Earth. Scale means nothing when you have nothing to compare it to. You don't even know how large or small you are out here. Maybe you are just a dot of light, smaller than a dust. Maybe you are bigger than a planet, larger than a sun, just traveling through the galaxy, flowing through the Milky Way. Deep, deep inside the nebula, you find something. Deep inside the nebula is a circle of light, and through that circle of light you see something else. As you travel through the portal, you end up in deep, empty space. In the distance, there's a star, there's another one. But close by, there is nothing. There is a blackness around you that you've never seen before. On Earth, there is never full darkness, but here in deep space there is. Even though you're weightless, you can feel how something out there wants to pull on you. It is one of the monsters of space. One of the most terrifying, beautiful, fascinating things in creation. A black hole. But you don't know where it is exactly. You can't see it. The gravity inside a black hole is so strong it pulls everything in, including light. It bends space and time around it. But you're not afraid. You're not afraid of this monster because it cannot affect you. And as you sit there, you can feel everything around you shifting. It is like time is fast forwarding, and you travel with the black hole to the nearest star. And the first time you realize that something is happening is when the star is coming up to meet you. A tendril of light, pure gaseous light, is traveling towards you as if greeting you. And as you look around you, you realize that the black hole is sipping, is taking light from the sun. And as time continues to move, you feel that light, that tendril spiraling closer and closer to the center of the black hole. You see it as a disk of light becoming sharper and more powerful, stronger until it finally reaches the center of the black hole, and the speed it has then makes it fly out of the sight. It is beautiful to see. A black hole consuming a star. It is intense in every possible description. As you are here in deep space, you are witnessing the death of a star. A star being consumed piece by piece, torn apart by the ferocious strength of a black hole. You cannot help but stand and watch, the only silent watcher of a star fading away, and as time passes by in a way you cannot comprehend, you watch the star's last, and you watch the star's last dying moments. You don't know if this star had a solar system with life. You don't know anything about this star. But you are here to witness it. To witness it passing. And when the last embers of light fade away and everything becomes black, I take you and move you further. We shift through space and time, and I take you far, far outside of the Milky Way, looking over galaxies. And suddenly, you see the moving, Time is moving faster and faster, but it's moving backwards. All the galaxies are moving towards each other. All the galaxies, the Milky Way, the stars, the sun, the moons, all the planets and all life, all collapsing to one point. And there time seems to stop. There is no distance here. There is no time here. This is the time before time, a moment before matter. There is energy, but nothing else. There is no sound. There is no weight. There are no directions. What you see is in front of you, but you cannot look around. You realize that your eyes are playing tricks on you. There are no directions here. No forward, no backward. No time, no space. In a way, this is the deepest you can be in space. The place where you are before existence was present. And there will be a moment soon when it all starts again. There will be a moment soon when I snap my fingers and you will witness the Big Bang. You will witness a billion years in just a few seconds, seeing every star born, seeing thousands, millions of stars die before life on Earth has even begun. You will witness it all and embrace the awe. Boom. The light streams past you, every point in the universe together. Stars, planets, worlds, galaxies are born. They twist, they shift, they move. They are all around you. They are all around everything. Time is moving in a way that doesn't seem possible. And you are a watcher, an observant. You are there to see it all. Stars explode as supernovas, creating nebulas of immense beauty and shapes. Facing all of this, you realize that time is precious. Even though there is so much of it, every point in the night sky counts. Every tick of the clock matters. Big and small things happen, and as we travel back to Earth through the deepest of space, you see the light streaming past your mind. You can see supernovas exploding and fading away, gas clouds collapsing together and forming suns. Planets forming from the debris of explosions. Life as a result of maybe just an accident. Everything forms, collapses, reforms again, birth and rebirth, death and life. Every moment is precious. Every light is precious. In a moment, I will bring you back to Earth, back to your body. I hope you remember the sights, the sensations, and I hope you will sometimes look up into the night sky and wonder. Wonder about every dot of light, and wonder which of those dots may be staring back at you. One, two, slowly rising, three, four, more aware, five, six, slowly waking, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake, and welcome back.